3. Learning. How to be raised by animals. Because I am so choked by work that I practically need someone to stab a pin into my neck for breathing through, I put on a movie for the kids. I set them up to watch The Jungle Book through dinner time, the thing we call pizza movie night, even though tonight's pizza is Trader Joe's spanakopita. It's a brilliant idea eating spanakopita in bed, because phyllo pastry is just so interesting the way it shatters into a fountain of flakes when you so much as look at it. By the end of the movie, we're covered in pastry like it's ashes and we're victims at Pompeii, fossilized with our spinach filling. Later, I will munch absently on the crumbs while reading in bed until I put something in my mouth that turns out to be not actually spanakopita. For now, though, I'm just sitting with my laptop, keeping the kids company, but only half watching. I couldn't resist this old movie, especially since it was on the sale rack at the Salvation Army for 50 cents. I have a vague uneasiness about the film's racist undertones. Aren't there monkeys singing "I Want to Be Like You," but in conspicuously African-American Louis Armstrong voices? And a similarly vague attraction to its old-fashioned pacing, but I'm not paying enough attention to confirm either. In fact, when the kids ask me questions, I can't answer them. Is he a good guy or a bad guy, they want to know, and I squint at the screen, see a hugely coiled, sneaky-eyed python, and guess, like a dim psychic, bad guy? Whenever the children crack up, I glance at the screen to see the bear rubbing his butt crack on a tree, or Mowgli bumping into an elephant's butt crack. I should have butt crack tattooed across my own forehead just to guarantee their permanent joie de vivre. I look up to see a shapely, cat-eyed girl filling up her water jar, then look up again a minute later to see the credits rolling. Was that a happy ending, the children wonder? And I say truthfully, I really don't know. What do you think? If I'd been raised by animals, it would be sad to leave them, Ben says. What's that word? Semi-sweet? Bittersweet, I say. Me too, Birdie says. I would stay with the animals. When I was their age, 8 and 5, I would have chosen the same.